proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We conclude our brief series on Lot, the nephew of Abraham. When we last left Lot, he had been warned by two angelic visitors to depart from Sodom, because God would destroy that city. Lot exhorted his married daughters and their husbands to flee Sodom. However, from their perspective, quote, "he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law," unquote. Put another way, Lot had compromised his testimony to his own family. They interpreted his warning of impending judgment as empty. Metaphorically speaking, the blood of Lot's married daughters, their husbands, and any children they had would stain Lot's hands. That very next morning, the angelic visitors had to bring Lot and his kinfolk out of Sodom. He pleaded for them to allow him to go to a city named Zoar, and they acquiesced. The angels exhorted Lot, quote, "haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou become thither," unquote. Thus Lot served as an illustration of Paul's assertion in the 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians, where the apostle wrote that God had not appointed believers to experience his wrath. Soon afterward, though, Lot left Zoar with his two unmarried daughters. His wife had looked back to the destruction of Sodom, contrary to the angelic orders not to do so. She became a pillar of salt as a result. Lot and his two daughters fled to a cave. The events that transpired there would constitute the final sordid episode that God had to record about the life of Lot. Lot and his daughters went to live in a cave on a mountain. The young women bemoaned their likely future spinsterhood. Then the eldest daughter came up with a diabolical plan. Quote, "Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father," unquote. Her suggestion showed that, though Lot's daughters had left Sodom, the spirit of that city apparently remained in them. Lot's eldest daughter induced her father to become intoxicated by drinking wine. In all likelihood, that substance did not come from the cave itself, implying that Lot and his family must have packed wine to take with them as they fled Sodom. The first night that the eldest daughter put this plan into effect, she had sexual intercourse with her father. On the following night, the younger daughter followed suit with the same result. Both women conceived children by Lot, and their offspring, Moab and Ben-Ami respectively, became the ancestors of the Moabites and the Ammonites, respectively, two of Israel's most adamant enemies. Over the next succeeding months, as his daughters grew visibly pregnant, Lot might have finally discerned what had taken place when he was drunk. Though he could have been angry at them for plotting to do what they did, he shared some blame for that outcome. Lot had evidently failed to raise his children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, something that Paul mandated in the 6th chapter of Ephesians. The 19th chapter of Genesis closed with Lot, his daughters, and their children living in a cave. Lot served as an example of the carnal man, a righteous man who nonetheless let the values of this world influence his own values. Lot had chosen to love the things of the world, even though it cost him everything. Nonetheless, 2 Peter chapter 2 referred to him as just Lot, a believer saved, yet so is by fire. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.